I like the Madison idea. I really do. That is, that if you're going to do something fundamental, you go to the people. I hold the view right now, even if we could get the Congress to enact this, I would rather see it enacted by the people. Because one of the great benefits of the initiative process is that you get a consensus of a degree, and it's a question of degrees, when you have the vote and it becomes a law. Well, that's the problem with laws, is the minute you pass a law, you got to have people obey it. And if they, how many people here obey the speed limit? That's a law. God, we took away once all your highway monies because you were driving too fast. But that's a law. I'm a heavy-footed. I used to drive a taxi in New York. So I drive, and I'm always looking out for the cops. So I wantonly disobey the law. Well, what's the big deal? I was sitting in a finance committee once with, I won't give the person's name because you all know him. And we were there for 6 years, elbow to elbow on markups. And this person turns to me and says, God damn it, Gravel. He says, you can't do that. That's the law. I turned to him. I said, we make the law. That's the reason why you see a certain mentality in people who have the agency to make laws, that they think they can wantonly do what they want because they're above the law. They make the law. Whoever makes law can hold himself above the law. That's one of the corrupting influences of having power. All rights have responsibilities. You cannot divorce the two. Where does the awareness of responsibilities come in? It comes in a sense of morality that we have, of right and wrong. Where does that come from? That comes from our spiritual awareness, our religious teachings. That comes from experience. I put my hand in the fire, it hurts. I take it out. I tell my kids, don't put it. Life is a process of maturation. And when we talk of democracy, the first element of governance is the family, that unit. And so what happens? A child is born. And the child is born into an autocratic system because he has to learn how to use the potty. And it goes from there. But as the child develops and learns more, the secret to parenting is to pay out rights or powers to the children so they can begin to understand the responsibilities that go with this. And so when they arrive at adulthood, they now are responsible in the use of the power that they have as an individual human being. And so the kernel of it is that. Now, what do you think of a system where you do not pay out any responsibility to the people, and the people think, as a result of that, that they're no longer responsible? I vote for George, I vote for this guy, and if it doesn't work right, I'm mad at him. Of course, I'm absolved, because I think that when I transfer power to him, that I'm transferring my responsibility. I'm not. And so what we've done is we've obliterated the sense of responsibility that it has, and the maturation of the citizen. So how are we going to mature the citizens? It's by giving them the power to learn to legislate. And we've got 100 years of experience.